Yes, he does.
These men argue over a simple sari. The wife thinks to herself, he always creates this problem. Even if I touch this bag, I must have made a mistake about him when I was looking for a husband. From where did I get such a husband? But what can she do now? She is dependent upon him. She has no option left. If it were a woman from the Western world, she would have left him the very next day. But how can an Indian lady leave when she is tied and bound? There is no place for fighting. If there was, they would definitely kill each other. There are some men who are so petty that they make their wives move their bag if it happens to be standing next to theirs. You fool, you are a married man and you went through a marriage ceremony. Have you not both become one? The husband even refers to his wife as his other half. What kind of a man are you? Why do you refer to her as your other half? Does this other half not apply to your bags also? Who are we ridiculing, the men or the women? Do people not use the term my other half?
They do.
Then they change their minds. The women don't cause such problems. If he were to pack his jeans in her bag, she wouldn't say anything. But these men have such big egos, their ego is always poised to strike upon the slightest of irritation, just like a scorpion. Keep in mind, I'm telling you this from my own past experiences, so that you too can understand what I have experienced. By hearing this, you will also get the strength to accept your errors. Otherwise, you are not likely to admit them easily.
Yes, Dada, when you say this, everyone remembers their own past and they accept their mistakes.
No, you would not accept it, but I will admit that I have experienced them all. Men hurt their wives so much. They will say things that really sting. They will tell them to go back to their parents' house. Foolish man, what would become of you if she were to leave? She is bound to you through karma, so where can that poor lady go? What you are telling her will not go to waste. Instead, it will leave a wound on her heart and then come back to you later, you fool. You will have to suffer the effect of this karma. You might think to yourself, where would she go? You must never say such things. It is a very grave mistake if you do. All you men here have used such taunts sometime or the other, have you not?
Yes, we have. Everyone has done it. There are no exceptions. The intensity of the taunts may be different, but there are no exceptions.
So this is what everything is like. Now tell me, I have to make all these men wise. How will they become wise? They move about with frowns on their faces. They look as if they just drank some castor oil. They eat such delicious meals cooked by their wives, and yet their faces look like they just drank some castor oil.
What should one do to get rid of discord at home?
First, investigate what causes the discord. If you have a son and a daughter, do you ever disagree about the fact that both of them are not sons?
No, the differences occur over very trivial matters.
Oh, in these trivial matters, it is simply egoism at fault. If she says something, you should say, that is fine. That is the end of it. But instead, you use your intellect, which then clashes with the other intellect, causing discord.
What should I do to be able to say, that is okay to my wife? I am not able to say that. How can I keep away from this ego?
You are right. It is not easily done. To remedy that, you have to practice doing it for a few days. For a few days, practice what I am saying, and then it will happen. It will not happen immediately.
What is the reason behind this discord?
The differences occur because the husband thinks he is intelligent and the wife thinks she is intelligent. Here come two bags full of intelligence. You wouldn't even get a dime if you were to sell these bags. Instead, be aware and observe her intelligence. Oh my! How intelligent she is. That way even she will calm down. But if you exercise your intellect and she does the same, there will be a fight. Who experiences more discord, you or her?
She is the one who gets upset more.
What is discord? Let me explain. Have you ever played the game of tug of war?
Yes, Dada.
Two teams of players will pull a rope at opposite ends. Conflict is synonymous to a game of tug of war. What will happen if you both are pulling strongly at opposite ends?
It will break.
If it breaks, you will have to tie a knot in it. Instead of having to tie a knot, what is wrong with simply leaving the rope intact? If she pulls hard, you should just let go.
But of the two, who should be the first to let go?
The one who has understanding. The one who has the right understanding will let go, and the one who is using the wrong intellect will continue pulling. But when you let go, do not let go all of a sudden, because if you do, she will fall. Let go very gradually, otherwise the poor person on the opposing end will fall down. So from now on, will you let go of this rope? Let go, otherwise you will have to tie a knot in it and then use it. Does it look good to tie knots in it every day? You have to use that rope again. What do you think? Do you have discord at home? It should not occur at all. If it happens, then you are an unfit husband. And if the wife does it, then she is an unfit wife.
How do quarrels between a husband and wife affect their children?
Oh ho! Quarrels have very negative effects indeed. A small child watches his dad abusing his mother. He will think that the father is the culprit, but he dare not say anything. He knows that if he says anything, he will be punished. These children make a note of everything. When they see such trouble in the house, they make a mental note to themselves. When I grow up, I will sort out my father. He will then grow up and abuse his dad. The dad will say, "Did I bring you up so that you could beat me?" The son will say, "Then who brought you up?" The father will retort, "Are you bringing my father into this?" And the son will reply, "I will even bring in your grandfather." He does this because his father gave him the scope to do so. It is our own fault as parents that we spoil their minds by quarreling. Why should we fight at home? If parents do not fight, children will take note of this and they will grow up respecting their parents. Why are young adults and teenagers disenchanted about marriage? I asked them what objection they had. Is it that you don't like women? That you don't like being with a woman? Or is it because you're not a man? Why? Why don't you want to get married? They say they have not witnessed happiness in a marriage. I asked them, how they know this when they are still so young and unmarried? They reply, "We have seen the so-called happiness of our parents. We have seen their misery. If we get married, then we too will be miserable." Does that happen? Suppose I tell you it is dark outside, but this man disagrees and says there is still daylight outside. I would tell him to look again. If he still insists that it is daylight, I would realize that his statement was based on his perception. Because one does not have the ability to go beyond his perception. I would tell him that he is correct by his viewpoint. I would simply say, "Yes, you are correct by your viewpoint." And then I will move on. Why would I waste time with him unnecessarily? He is not going to change. This is the way to bring an end to discord. Imagine that there is a beautiful white horse standing about 500 feet from here. We show it to everyone and ask them what they see. Someone may say it is a cow. Now, what can we do about that? Should we punish him?
No, Dada.
Why not?
According to his vision, he sees a cow.
Yes, his spectacles are like that. We should realize that the poor man has a different perception. It is not his fault and therefore we cannot get upset with him. Just tell him that he is right and ask someone else what he sees. We must simply understand that people's beliefs are based upon their perceptions. Those who see differently have a different perception. What do you think? I have been married for 55 years. I made mistakes up until the age of 25 or 30. Before Gnan, when I was young, I too used to throw things in anger. I had an ego, the ego of a reputable Patel from the six villages, the high and mighty. Then one day, I realized that my nobility was lost in the act of throwing things in anger. My reputation was auctioned in such acts. Do our Indian men throw things at women? These bags of ignorance? Is this a becoming conduct for us? Does this suit us?
At least when you throw things, it is over and done with. But when you gain possession of internal differences, its results are much worse. But they cause one to continually behave differently. Is that not considered more dangerous?
Internal differences? Those are extremely dangerous. I have searched through scriptures for a solution to these internal differences. I did not find anything in any of the scriptures. Then I discovered the solution myself, and that was to rid myself of my own opinions, to get rid of my opinions in order to prevent conflicts with others. Where there are no opinions, there is no scope for conflict. Your opinion is my opinion. Once, I had a conflict with Hiraba. Even I became trapped in a difficult situation. I used to call my wife Hiraba. As a Gnani Purush, I can either address women as Ba, that is mother, gesture of respect towards elderly ladies, or as Dikri, that is daughter. If you're interested, I can tell you. It is not a long story, just a short one.
Yes, do tell us.
One day, we had a conflict of opinions. That is, conflict or difference of opinion. The mistake was mine. Hiraba was not at fault.
She may have made the mistake, but you claim it was yours.
Yes, but it was not her mistake. It was mine. I am the one who does not want any conflict. She did not care whether a conflict took place or not. And because I did, it is considered my mistake. If I do this, Dada hits the chair, does the chair get hurt or do I get hurt?
You, Dada.
Therefore, it is up to me to understand. So anyway, one day there was a conflict and I got trapped. Hiraba told me that her brother's eldest daughter was getting married and then asked me what we should give her as a gift. It would have been fine if she had not asked me. Whatever she wanted to give her would have been just fine, and I would not have objected. However, when she asked me, I responded according to my intellect and said, rather than having new silverware made, why don't you take one or two pieces of the silverware we have in the cupboard and give them as a gift? Do you know what her reply was? In our house, words like mine and yours are never used. Only the words our or ours are used. So she said, when your uncle's son got married, you gave huge silver plates. Now on that day, she used the words mine and yours, when normally she would say ours. She would never make the separation of mine and yours. This was the first time. I thought to myself, today I am trapped. I realized my mistake instantly and looked for an opportunity to get out of the predicament. Now, how could I mend this damage? The bleeding had already started, so how could I apply the bandage in order to stop the bleeding? So, on that day, mine and yours took place. The situation went so far that she used the words, your uncle's son, rather than our nephew. I realized that I had made a major mistake. That day I saw that I was about to take a fall. So I immediately corrected myself. I lied. It is better to do that than to create discord. I turned the situation around quickly and completely. I told her, I did not mean to say that. I am trying to say something else. There is a little misunderstanding on your part. I am not saying that. Then, when she asked me what I was trying to say, I replied, give her the silverware in addition to 500 rupees. She could use the money. In turn, she replied, "You are so naive. How can you give so much?" At that point, I realized I had won over the situation. So then I told her, "You can give whatever you want to. All four of your nieces are like our own daughters." At that point, she became content. "You are truly divine," she said. You see, I fixed the damage. I knew that if I had said 500 rupees, she was not likely to give that much. I passed on the responsibility to her. I knew her nature. If I gave her 500 rupees, she would give only 300. So tell me, why would I have a problem in giving her the authority?